100% locally made. Live across Newcastle. This is 105.3 New FM and the Novos.
Oh, good morning, everyone. Happy Thursday.
Morning.
Here's a little hint, right? If you're considering, oh, should I listen to the whole show today live? Yes, you should, because Ari is in a delusional state. So just for a bit of context, she's already had how much of that monster, the big dog monster can?
It's the 500 mils, so
that's
probably
half a litre of energy drink.
Half of that.
Half of that.
And a coffee.
And a coffee.
Double shot.
And she's had her arm inside a bag of, like, rice cakes, almost as if she's delivering a baby cow. Right?
Yeah.
So, you hear that laugh? You hear that laugh with your ears? This is going to be an all-timer.
You say that. My honest opinion.
Yeah.
Like, are you about 20 minutes away from a crash?
Oh, that's all right. You'll catch me then.
That's all of that.
I think, you know, I think this is
the peak, you reckon?
Yeah. Sometimes when you're tired like that, you get a burst of energy early and then it just goes downhill from there. Well, I reckon we'll be carrying you out of studio today, Ari.
No, I'm going to hold it together.
Okay.
What's gonna happen?
All right.
Your bets have been placed. All bets are final. This is one you want to listen through to. Either it will be, you know, this enormous peak of Mount Everest of shows, or perhaps there will be a bit of a crash.
And if that's not enough to entice you, your last chance in town to win tickets to the Knights tonight.
Ooh. Oh,
it's a don't miss situation, isn't it?
Ponga.
Oh, my goodness.
These are examples
what is happening?
Of what you can expect ahead. It is everything to play for here. Like I said, all bets are final.
You're waking up with the Novos, live across Newcastle and the Hunter. They're local as. And on the air now.
So I stopped in yesterday at Coles Mayfield, and I have a theory that the shoppers who go there are more organised than other shoppers.
How?
Based on what?
So
they bring their own bags.
There was
everyone brings their own.
Nah, there was a lot of that. Like people carrying stacks of them.
Oh.
But also, it's like the most efficient people because they've got. It's the Coles that has those, like, extra, like, the car parks with an extra lane in the middle.
Oh,
for the door room.
The door room.
Yeah, yeah.
Perfect.
So everyone that goes there, therefore, can go into the car park first time every time. There's no backing.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
So people that go there, they care about efficiency.
Mm.
This is my theory.
They live in Mayfield.
Nah, it's definitely...
it's the latter, you reckon?
It's definitely my theory is correct.
Right, okay.
Lots of bringing your own bags and first time into car park every time.
There's nothing more frustrating than when you're stuck behind someone who's doing a five-point turn into a bay.
Oh, hurry up!
It's like, do you not... Who gave you your license? How do you not know how to park?
Or move to another spot. Those are your two options.
So you have to park right there.
Or... go to Coles in Mayfield because you've got heaps of room. And no, actually don't, because even you'll struggle there if you're struggling in a regular spot. Anyway, if you're an efficient person, that's the place to go if you want to see other efficient people at work.
For live and local news, there's only one.
From our 100% local newsroom in the Hunter, New FM's First at 5.
Good morning, Jackie. How are you travelling?
Morning. I'm doing great.
Yeah, all the smiles in studio, which is lovely. Just bring a bit of life to, you know, the studio here. Aww. We love it.
Look at you. You're just, you know, blowing smoke up Jackie's way, aren't you? You love Miss Jackie. The best news reader we've ever had.
All right. Well, that'll do. Enough of that ridicule. Back to the serious stuff. PFAS contamination, what's going on here, Jackie?
Yes, so the University of New South Wales has assessed worldwide contamination levels of PFAS. So this is something that people in Williamtown have experienced a lot of. They're in a red zone, and that's from a lot of the fire retardant that's used by the RAF base. So they're prompting calls for the government to have some tighter regulations around PFAS because Australia's limits are a lot higher than the US and Canada.
Right, okay.
Yes.
I didn't know that.
That's so good. Yeah. I think. Well, it's all a bit sciencey, isn't it?
Yeah, it is a little bit sciencey, but I'll tell you some of the household products that we have PFAS in where it comes out of. So it's stuff like our non-stick fry pan, so it's in cookware, fabric, furniture, food packaging, and obviously firefighting foam.
Oh, jeez.
Right.
I don't know what you do there.
We're all being poisoned while we eat and sleep.
Yes. So it goes into our waterways. That's one of the places they're testing it. Yeah.
Brilliant.
Fabulous.
Sounds like stricter regulations are needed.
Stephen said.
Let's look after ourselves.
Stephen said. Now, switching gears a little bit, new fire truck. What's going on there?
So, Rutherford firefighters have been very excited with their new Mercedes Atego Class 1 tanker.
Rip, you don't mind.
Yeah, what's next? Cool. A Bentley, is it?
I would love that.
Sounds pretty cool. So we've got the police with the BMWs and we've got the fireys with the Mercedes. So this new tanker has a halo sprinkler cabin protection system. So that makes it things inside the cabin a bit safer for fireys, protection from the bushfires, rolling over. And they also, it's got more off-road capabilities and can also shoot out water while it's moving.
That's fun!
That's like the equivalent of, you know, when like in action movies, they jump and shoot at the same time.
Yes.
Dive and sideways. Fire trucks can do that now. Are you kidding?
That sounds very good. Because they, you know, you could, that way they'd be driving down the highway, little tiny spot fire. Like, just get on the way past, a little drive by. And then just keep going while they're on the way. They don't even have to stop.
Excellent.
Absolutely. That's what I was just, I loved that part of the story because I can just picture it so visually, shooting out the water as they go and then off.
Road in. It's
like a
game.
Yeah, very good.
I guess the number one question, though, they've got all these features and bits and bobs. Do they have the new fire truck smell, though?
Ooh.
God, that's such a treat. Wouldn't that be such a treat?
I reckon. Because it's fresh. Brand new fire truck. Apparently they're fresh off the press and then they've been checking it out all week, so it's only just been installed.
Oh, there'd be so many arguments over, like, who's driving that one?
Yeah.
You've got all the old, dull, boring ones in the fire shed and then...
Can't shoot while moving.
Yeah. Who's taking the Mercedes? It's probably seniority or maybe they draw straws or something.
UFM. The Novos. The Novos.
Now, relationships, they're interesting. They're becoming more creative and, I guess, experimental these days. More probably than what we could imagine.
Well, I guess online dating has changed the game for a lot of people. Opened up opportunities that you maybe would have had before.
Yeah.
Well, there's this woman overseas that's taken it a step too far, I reckon. Right? Okay. So a story's just come out, about this woman. She's about in her mid-20s, I want to say. Now, she's been married before. She's still married. Back in 2018, she made headlines for marrying a doll. So an inanimate object.
No.
A doll as a zombie. So a zombie doll.
Pretty. Love's love, Crevo. Come on. You can't be doing that.
What? How do you get married?
Love's love.
I do agree with that. But what do you put on the marriage certificate?
Well, whatever the doll's name is.
Yeah, that's right. Anyway, so...
can you then go get a mortgage together and stuff? Like...
No? I don't know. I don't know anything about that. Anyway, so she's decided to, again, spice up her marriage, right, and get married a second time. So she's still with the first doll. She's now married to a doll that's an alien. So now she's in a polyamorous relationship with two dolls.
Love is love.
It's so gross and weird. Anyway, so she was at this ceremony getting married to this alien in front of her first doll, I guess, partner, doll wife.
Cucked him. Unbelievable.
And also in front of their 10 doll children. So I don't know how these children have come about, but they're dolls.
Well, when mummy doll and daddy doll love them each other very much. Sorry.
So this is what was quoted in the article. So she's come out to say and to defend herself and basically talk us through how this has come about. So she's gone online shopping.
I was going to say, is this like a dull birds and the bees chat?
No. She's gone shopping on this, I guess, Halloween prop website and gone, oh, you're cute. I like you. I'll have you. So she's...
Our love is love.
She shipped them
your
over.
Word, Stephen.
From wherever this website is based. So, yeah, so she's just really loving these Halloween props a bit too much, decided to marry them, and just love them up a bit too much.
Did you say where she's from, this lady?
Massachusetts.
Is that a city that has a carpool lane? I'm just thinking maybe she's trying to get to work a little bit quicker.
I feel like it might, but also surely you could just get up 10 minutes earlier. I mean, that is a lot of rigmarole to go to work quicker, isn't it?
10 minutes a day, though, every day.
Yeah, traffic. Yeah, I mean, come on. It's like going down the M1 every day.
Yeah. You're saving over an hour a week.
That is true. 50 hours... 50, that's a
2 days. You get an extra weekend every year.
Over 20 years, that is, what's that, 40 days. That's a whole month. A month and a bit.
Look, if you just wanted to save some money or some time in a carpool lane, you wouldn't marry two dolls and have 10 doll children, would you?
Well, whatever it does to get through the carpool lane, I guess.
Love is love.
You're waking up with the Novos live across Newcastle and the Hunter. They're local as. And on the air now.
So I got a call from my mum and dad last night, right? Feverish with excitement and anticipation.
Ooh.
Like, what's going on, guys? And they go, have you not seen the news? I'm like, oh, what? Wow. They're like, a massive confectionery staple has returned. I'm talking about the Polly Waffle. Have you heard of this before?
Yeah, I have.
Yeah.
What's Stephen, a Polly Waffle?
You wouldn't have, exactly. You're too young for that. So, basically...
What's the age difference between you two again?
Year and a half or something.
What's a Polly Waffle?
So, it's like, it's a chocolate bar.
It's like, is it marshmallow in the middle?
Yeah, it's marshmallow.
I don't think I've ever eaten one, but I've heard of it.
And it's like coated in wafer and then milk chocolate as well. So, these are returning in a bag. You know how you get like a...
Kind of like a bar version of like a wagon wheel or something.
Yeah, something
that's pretty
similar.
Without jam, I think.
Just with the wafer and stuff as well. So they're coming out in these, like, you know how you buy a bag of Clinkers or, you know, like a Maltesers or something like
Brother
that?
No, Maltesers.
Yeah. Clinkers, I was very confused.
Okay, well, that's another conversation for another day. Yeah, so they're coming out in these little bags from tomorrow at all your supermarkets and things like that.
Round bites, are they?
Yeah, basically. Yeah. They're deemed like a form of vanilla Kit Kat. Apparently, that's what they taste like. So, yeah, it should be very interesting. Mum and Dad, loving it sick.
They're excited. Are you going to buy a bag or you'll just take some from them?
I'll probably buy a bag just for the hype.
Get involved.
Yeah, that's right. I don't want to miss it, you know. It's from another generation, from another time. Really want to try it. So, yeah, there you go. Polly Waffles are back.
I want to, I guess, fire up the time machine a little bit.
Sure.
Take us back to the 90s. Okay. So, my partner Siobhan loves to read, right? And one of the things she really likes is the enemies to friends story arc.
Yep.
This has happened in real life. 33 years after his arrest, Jack Carlson appears to have caught up for a beer with the man who arrested him.
Oh.
Now, if you're thinking, who's Jack Carlson, you might kind of remember a bit of this.
Gentlemen, this is Democracy Manifest.
A video, of course, which captivated the nation, captured the Aussie larrikin spirit.
All in one.
It was just, like, it's transcended time, hasn't it?
I think the fact that it was at a time when not everything was filmed at random, like people didn't have phones. Mm. So when this sort of like street footage of this, you know, like you said, larrikin got on the telly, it just became at the time viral, which was the version of that was, it was like played on every news station, every radio station was talking about it.
Brilliant.
And to add to the Aussie nature of the whole ordeal, I love that they've gone for a beer for a catch-up, a cheeky beer.
That is so Australian.
Yeah, it is.
If you haven't seen this video, like, for whatever reason, treat yourself, because it is probably one of the most quotable bits of media ever.
Yeah.
And I felt like it's a pretty good excuse this morning with their reunion to just relive some of the funniest bits. Because what is so, I guess, fascinating about the video is the crazy nature mixed with how elegantly he speaks. He's very articulate. He's like, his sentences are very well put together.
Indeed.
But the nature of them is where the comedy comes from. So I've cut up a couple bits and bobs from the video. I feel like we could relive some of our favourite bits.
All right. This is probably my favourite when he's talking about the food.
For what reason? What is the charge? Eating a meal? A succulent Chinese meal?
My household, like so many others, you actually can't eat a Chinese without saying that.
Yeah, that's it.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah.
Every time you want to go out for, you know, a beef and black bean.
Right.
What are we doing tonight? We're out.
For what reason? What is the charge? Eating a meal? A succulent Chinese meal?
Let's also remember when... Look, he's talking about, he's getting, they sort of caught him in a headlock, I think it was.
I love the judo quote.
Yeah, this my is favorite. A good gear.
Ah, yes. I see that you know your judo well.
That's what I mean. He's so calm and so elegant and prompt and proper, you know?
In the video, though, like, you watch his face and he's just so, he looks pretty calm. Like, if you're getting arrested and, like, getting in a headlock with, like, three different police officers, you're not that calm and eloquent, are you?
And he's certainly resisting arrest. Even though he doesn't seem hostile.
No.
He's got no interest in going to the back of the paddy wagon, does he?
No, he doesn't want to be there. And let's not forget when he says this.
And you, sir, are you waiting to receive my limp penis? How dare get your hands off there?
It's just wild, isn't it? Like, yeah. what a wild series of events.
Also, I think the volume at which he speaks... It, like, because the filming is not super close.
It's a booming voice, isn't it?
Yeah, you can hear exactly what he's saying at distance. And then, of course, the farewell.
Ta-ta and farewell.
Who says ta-ta? Only him.
I reckon we should end the show like that every day.
What? Ta-ta and farewell.
Oh, let's have a practice run.
Ta-ta and farewell.
New FM. The Novos. The Novos.
If you think of the, I guess... Australian image of, like, meat pies, kangaroos, Holden cars.
Yeah.
All tasty.
All, well, maybe not the cars, but anyway, this guy, his name's Gary Richer. Of course he lives up on the Sunshine Coast.
And of course his last name is Richer.
Yeah, he's got this old Holden Monaro. Now, it's a pretty flash one. He's done it up a fair bit, so it's in really good nick. And somehow... This 52-year-old man has convinced his wife to let him keep it in the lounge room.
No, that's testing the limits of a marriage.
Coffee table or something.
Not as a coffee table. No, he literally drives it into the lounge room when he wants to, like, bring it home.
Did he, like, knock down a wall to be able to get it into the lounge room?
Yeah, he's created, like, a sort of garage slash regular door all in one, right?
Fantastic.
And this is how he came up with the idea. When he was 22 years of age, he's, like, 50-something now, he saw this movie, like, about a detective in America who had a Trans Am and drove it into the lounge room and then sat straight down on his couch. It's a ridiculous scene out of a TV show. And he literally said at the time, he said, I just thought, I've got to do that one day. That guy is the coolest.
That is pretty cool. Hop out of the car straight onto the couch.
But imagine, like, the sort of smells and stuff when you're turning it on. Especially car. It's an old exhaust, one from the 70s.
Yeah.
Like, that thing is going to stink.
Poison
like, little
too.
Oil drips and stuff on the floor. How he's convinced his wife to do this is what astonishes me.
He must be... maybe the greatest lawyer of all time.
Yeah.
Like, if you found yourself in a bit of a civil situation or something and you need a bit of help.
You'd call Gary Richer.
You would call Gary Richer, wouldn't you? This is a good advertisement. If he's a lawyer, this is a great advertisement for his business.
There you go.
Well, I think...
car people are crazy, aren't they? People love their cars.
When they're on that level.
And just nuts.
Yeah. To have it in your lounge room, though, I mean...
So have you got pictures there, Crevo? Can you see what's going on?
Yeah. Oh.
Is it a carpeted floor in his lounge room?
No. It's like polished concrete, and it is polished.
Right, okay, yeah.
But the lounge room is like very modern. There's like lovely sort of a teak balustrade heading up to the upstairs area.
I don't know what that is.
Like on the side, there's just shelves with like sort of, you know, flashy pot plants and house plants and lovely hall tables and things. The rest of the house is completely modern, normal.
He's holding.
And then there's his car right there.
I reckon he's got taste. A man with taste, actually. I think this is innovative. I reckon this will become a thing.
So you'd allow this?
Well, your partner, Mitchell, he goes, I want to keep the car inside. What would you think?
Nah, I'd let him do it. I would let him do it.
Wow.
Maybe he's married someone who loves cars just as much as him.
Maybe.
No, he said it took a lot of convincing.
100% locally made, live across Newcastle. This is 105.3 New FM and the Novos.
So I went to Civic Park last night under the Spiegel tent for Limbo the Return.
Oh, how good. Did you like it?
Yeah, phenomenal show.
Nice.
Bit embarrassing, though.
What happened?
Newcastle, be better.
What?
The crowd, I haven't been part of a less enthused crowd ever.
Oh, come on.
The lady sitting next to me didn't clap once.
How do you not clap in that show? It's perfection and it's astounding acts.
Did she have hands?
She did have hands, yeah.
No excuse.
I checked that before I got angry. You don't worry. Yeah. I was like, you know what, there must be a logical explanation for this.
It's 2024, you got to check these things.
And there wasn't.
Middle of the week. That's all it is, I reckon.
Nah,
hump day turned into a slump day, clearly.
Like, you and Chippy went midweek last week.
Last week, yeah.
And it was fine.
Yeah, it was perfect. The crowd was awesome. Everyone was hyped.
I was embarrassed to be a part of that crowd. I was thinking, these poor performers, they're doing these incredible things.
Yeah.
Bet you they're backstage going, oh, my God.
What did we do wrong?
What a terrible crowd. It's embarrassing for Newcastle. Yeah. Be better. And you know what? I know it wouldn't be any of our new FM listeners.
No.
I'm preaching to the converted already. Mm. I know. And I'm sorry you have to catch these strays.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it was just... If you're paying good money to go see a show, enjoy it.
Yeah, absolutely. If you know somebody who's a bit dull and is going to Spiegel tent, tell them, make sure you clap. Yeah,
poke them up.
Yeah, you know what? You don't have to woo. A clap will do. Other people will woo for you.
Yeah, words to live by. You don't have to woo. A clap will do. It's true because it rhymes.
Absolutely.
The station. This is the main old railway station in Newcastle.
Yeah,
is come up for a 100-year lease.
What? 100 years?
So this is when basically a place wants to lease out something, like sell something.
Yeah.
But
it's selling it.
Yeah, okay. Under the cloak of a lease so people don't get too upset. They're essentially saying that they just want, you know, someone to take over the site and get some development going in there. Yeah, get some... Yeah, exactly.
But isn't it, like, not heritage listed, but it's something along those lines, right?
Yeah, it is. But, you know, get some, I guess, business happening in there. And this is fantastic.
So
you
is
know?
This the whole front as well, like the grass area and all that bit out there?
Yeah,
there
so
there
as well. It's 1,775 square metres.
Yeah, wow.
So
yeah.
Probably is all of that, you know, car parking area where the buses used to go through, all that stuff.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
The whole bits and bobs, I'm guessing. And they're saying it's a hectare of land right there in Newcastle. I'm so excited. Let's get, you know, a lovely farm-to-table restaurant in there. Very flashy with those carrots that come with the little green bit still on top of there. Some local ingredients with some great wines. Let's get this happening.
We've got enough restaurants. We don't need more. Like, why is this up for lease, though? Like, no. Council's got to keep it in its hands and actually host events and stuff.
It doesn't
there.
Feel right, does it? It feels like something that should be owned by the council.
Yes.
Well, it sort of still is, isn't it?
No, because, like
they're
you said...
They money every month. Happy days.
I don't know. Like, because that space is used for a lot of community events and community markets and bits and bobs like that.
Yeah.
If it becomes privately owned, like, will they still be able to run there?
Probably not.
Business will probably do it better. It's what I usually say. Mm. You know, get some flashy restaurants in there. Let's get this thing going. When was the last time you went in there for something? Exactly.
Been a while, probably.
You can't remember.
No, but you need spaces like that for the community.
Maybe they could
You can't lease out, you know, like Wheeler Place or Civic Park and places like that.
Well, why not?
Because you need spaces where councils can organise stuff for the community.
Yeah.
I think there's too many of these things that just sit there idle most of the time.
Well, it doesn't sit there idle. Just because I haven't been there doesn't mean people don't go there. There's always markets and bits and bobs that are, you know, floating around there.
I think let's...
Craft workshops and stuff. There's always stuff going on.
Let's get this thing leased out. Let's get some big developers in there and make something good happen.
No. I think that's blasphemy.
What are our council rates going to if they need to start leasing out stuff like this?
Well, it'll get more money, so maybe your rates will go down. That's probably good,
greedy,
isn't it?
You know
that's not true. Rates are not going down, Greer.
No.
You can't even say that with a straight face.
Well, who knows, right?
Yeah, okay, I know.
I think it's a good opportunity for some, you know, business people to get in there and make something happen. A lot of it's just been sitting dormant for ages.
Okay, so...
And I'm worried, like, what happens if it all crumbles down? Then they'll just knock it down anyway.
In a hypothetical world...
Yeah.
..where you do get this lease...
Yeah.
..what would you be putting on it, Crevo?
Like I said, I want a lovely fine dining restaurant with all local produce. That's step number one. Step number two, maybe second branch of Crevo's on Clyde Street.
Cute. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, get, you know, expanding the empire. And then maybe on the top floor we could have some... You know, lovely apartments or something like that.
How many floors you building?
Well, there's already two. And then part of it has three. Like, I forget what that bit is. It used to be for administration or something.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Some flashy apartments. There'd be a good view straight out to the water.
Yeah, true.
There's no obstructions between there and the water. It'd be perfect, right? What do you guys want to see in there?
I think you're right. In and amongst the bits that are undercover, like the actual building infrastructure there, you could do a little retail hub. Like, you know, you could do a little like surf shop. You could do a little cafe that sells, or, you know, ice cream shop, stuff that sells soft drinks, bits and bobs. And I think in the bit that's paved where the buses normally used to drive through,
yeah,
and there's that little grassed area as well, I think it'd be really cool on the water there for Newcastle to have like a little water park / playground thing. You sometimes see them at caravan parks.
Oh,
or,
yeah.
You know, like a playground that's basically got a big bucket on the top that fills up, and every now and again it pours water all over people. And
that's a bit of fun.
I think it gives back to the community, okay, as well.
Yeah, but they have that at Lambton Pool, you know?
Yeah, I know, but it'd be nice on the waterfront there, I think.
What I have noticed between you two, though, all the things that you did mention, hypothetically, they've already got all that type of stuff in the city or around,
okay,
the region. So... what about something really different that we don't have? So, obviously, it's a very flat area. Don't build, like, these massive buildings on it. Do, like, a little kind of outdoor roller skating hub.
Oh.
So, like, because it's, like, a perfect place to roller skate in and around there and across, like, the Nobby's area as well. So, yeah, just have, like a big rack or something like that full of all different sized roller skates and whatever. And then you can just kind of pay and wear and go and then bring them back again.
Roller rink is cool.
Yeah.
There is very few places to rollerblade and roller skate in Newcastle.
Exactly.
I remember messaging Ari probably about 6 months ago asking for suggestions because I didn't know where to go.
Nowhere.
There is. Oh, well, that's future. The future spot, hopefully.
105.3.
UFM.
The Novos. Lowest. Deluxe.
Let's get into our game for this morning. This one is lowest to lux. It returns. Basically, three items. You're going to list them from the most, for the cheapest, rather, to the most expensive. Super easy.
The lowest to lux, if you will. Luxurious. Lux is short for luxurious.
Is that really?
Yeah.
Is that what we've... No way.
You know what, Stephen? Life is a learning journey.
Yes.
And that's okay to learn things.
I've always said this show, yeah, is both entertaining and educational. And I've learned something this morning.
There we go. Let's get
sure.
in. Should we meet our player for today?
Yes, please.
All right, let's do it. Heading to Wall's End, which is convenient because the prize is based in Wall's End, is Danny. Good morning, Danny.
Good morning. It's a beautiful day in Wall's End.
Yeah.
Well, you know
this
what?
Is every day in Wall's End.
Well, this is true.
Danny wholeheartedly agrees.
Yes.
Have you ever been to the Progressive Dinner before, Danny?
No, I've never been to the Progressive Dinner before, but I have frequented all three of those lovely establishments. They're all within walking distance of my home.
Perfect!
Oh, my God.
Have you got a bit of a wanted poster on a corkboard in any of them? A do not serve this lady from maybe a few big nights?
No, but my puppy dog's very popular at the colliery.
Oh, lovely.
What kind of dog you got?
A cavoodle.
Oh, they not are surprised. Cute. They are cute. Ooh.
That's my dream dog.
Is it?
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
If you win, Danny, don't bring the dog because Stephen will nick it by the sound of it.
No, he's only welcome at one of the three pubs. The others don't allow dogs in.
They should.
That's all right. Okay. Well, we've done the small talk now. Let's get into the game. Do you know how it works?
I do know how it works, and it's been a little bit tricky lately, so I'm a bit worried.
Don't be nervous, don't be paranoid, don't be stressed.
I'm stepping up my game, Danny, but hopefully you'll be able to get these, okay?
Three things from cheapest to most expensive.
Here we go. So your first item this morning is going to be the brand of Under Armour, a Flex Speed Pocket running belt. That's your first one. Your second item is going to be a set of 2 double-walled coffee mugs from Kmart at Glendale. And, of course, your third item is the Baby Sleep and Stay bassinet in the colour light grey from Baby Bunting in Rutherford. So, just a quick recap there. The Under Armour Speed Pocket running belt, a set of double-walled coffee mugs from Kmart, and a Sleep and Stay bassinet from Baby Bunting.
Okay. There are your three items. It's time for you, Danny, to show the world what Walls End can do.
So what's your cheapest item, do you reckon, Danny?
I think the cheapest one would be the coffee mugs from Kmart.
Okay.
Kmart's a pretty good indicator, isn't it?
All right,
I'm not very good on running belts because I think people who run are insane, but I'll put that next.
Running
okay,
belt.
Second.
And all a right, cheeky sledge at runners.
Oh, yeah, I only run to catch a bus if I have to. There's not another one in 20 minutes. And then the most expensive, I think, would be the bassinet.
Bassinet.
All right. So lock it in there, Danny.
Yeah, block them in.
All right.
I had the same question to Daddy. How much is a running belt? I've never even heard of that.
Neither have I.
But I'm figuring a baby bassinet's got to be. So yeah.
Running gear. It's not that cheap. All right, let's go. The first item you said cheapest was the double walled coffee mugs from Kmart. That's going to set you back $10 for a pack of two.
All right.
The running belt, Under Armour. It's a good brand. It's going to set you back $40.
Okay.
$40? What does it do? Hold up your running pants.
Excuse you, no.
What's going on?
To hold your keys and stuff while you run.
What a farce. $40. You got pockets. Anyway, sorry.
Yeah, just buy types of pockets, yeah.
Okay, so for everything to play for you, the two tickets, the progressive dinner, you need the bassinet to be more than $40.
All right, the Sleep and Stay bassinet in light grey from Baby Bunting Rutherford, $230. You're going, Danny!
Yes! You'll be going to your various local pubs where they already know your name.
Might be paid this time, though. Happy days.
Yeah.
Congratulations. Excellent. The tickets are all yours. Another local winners. Only local winners here.
New FM.
The Novos.
The Novos.
The Jets.
Yeah.
Go the Jets.
A lot of concern about the Jets at the moment with the ownership speculation. A few players have already upped and left by the sound of it. Or haven't upped and left, but signed on for other clubs next year. A few others rumoured as well. You can't blame them, though, with the speculation.
Yeah, they're saving themselves, I think.
All the uncertainty. Yeah. You need to earn as much money as you can your short professional athlete career.
Well, at the end of the day, it is a job, right? The professional athletes, this is their livelihood. They're trying to, like I said, save themselves from a sinking ship, it looks like.
Yeah, which is obviously very sad. And I love the Jets. I go every week and I'm a big supporter of theirs. Something that is a positive out of the Jets situation at the moment, though, is that the women are playing in the final series, which starts this weekend.
They're playing
Saturday night in Melbourne. They're playing Western United, I believe.
Yeah.
Something that has confused me a little bit, though, is if they do win Saturday's game, they move through to the semi-finals, which is two legs. So you play at home and you play away against the same team. Our home fixture would be in Maitland.
What?
But aren't they usually at the number 2 sports ground, though?
They have been.
Isn't this... So this is like, what, a final?
Semi-final.
Semi-final. They want to play... I love Maitland. They're friends of the show, no doubt.
And I think, my personal opinion, Maitland, the sports ground they've got there, regional sports facility or whatever it is, where they play, is a better ground to watch football than number two.
Ooh, I think. That's a big call.
But get it in Mac Jones. This is a semi-final.
Why are we talking about number two at all?
Yeah, it should be in a stadium.
That's what I mean. And, like, they're a Newcastle team. Play them a final in the heart of Newcastle.
That is absurd that they're sending him out there. I mean, look, like I said, I love Maitland as much as anyone else. But to have them out there, we should be so proud of what they're doing.
Quietly as well, I think they're a chance on Saturday. They've won 10 of their last 13.
Oh. Wow.
They've won 3 on the trot. And someone told me, I don't know if this is 100% true, I haven't gone through and done all the database.
Yeah.
But apparently they're the first Jets team, male or female, to win 3 games in a row ever.
Don't laugh at that. You can laugh a little bit.
Yeah.
If you don't laugh, you cry.
Yeah, that's it.
But the point is, we should be so proud of them that they should be at Mac Jones. That's astonishing to me and ridiculous. Get them in there.
You're waking up with the Novos live across Newcastle and the Hunter. They're local as. And on the air now.
So I went for a walk around the block yesterday.
Oh, a little exercise walk?
Yeah, just, I don't know. Just felt like getting out and about. Mm-hmm. Sometimes, you know
Fresh air. It is?
Sometimes when I'm playing PlayStation for a little bit, I start getting frustrated at the game. I go, all right, Steven, you need to do a little bit of a calm down lap.
Right.
A calm down lap of the block. Anyways, I was walking around the Hamilton Chateau.
Yeah.
And I was walking down Belford Street, walked past the old Chicken Brothers.
Hey.
It got changed to Chicking or something like that. The name got changed.
Cool.
Anyway, looked very deserted. So I thought I'd give him a call. Closed permanently.
What?
When did that happen?
Oh, no.
Was there any announcement for this? Did anyone realise this has happened?
No. I did. You know what? I did notice over recently that, like, enthusiasm and quality gone down a little bit.
Yeah. Well, there's so much competition now as well.
That's true. Yeah,
even you go, like, 500 metres down the road and you've got Nui Fried Chicken.
That's it.
Now on Lambton Road. They're just over the bridge.
And that's a local staple, clearly.
And then on Beaumont Street, that is real direct competition. I think it's called Jindak or something.
Oh, like, yeah, the Korean fried chicken stuff.
Another Korean fried chicken shop opened up very close with good marketing.
Yeah, they're everywhere, aren't they? They're all over socials.
Yeah, whereas Chicken Brothers just relied on word of mouth, so I don't know what's happened there.
Yeah.
It's a shame, though.
Yeah.
It is a shame.
Valet.
About 350 metres from my house. So. Oh,
more chicken for you.
Probably good for my health, I guess.
You have to go 500 metres now to Nui Fried Chicken instead.
Damn it.
Big damn it indeed. The other day I went to Larry's, which is the little retro sort of fish and chip shop underneath the Beaches Hotel at Merriweather.
Oh, that looks cool.
It's like a diner, isn't
it? Yeah, sort of diner style. Anyway, grab some fish and chips, just enjoying the beautiful day, sitting there, and this grandmother with 3 grandkids came into the shop to get some fish and chips.
Which is the target demographic for fish and chips,
100%.
Isn't it?
100%. Yeah.
Grandparents and grandchildren love this one restaurant.
Yeah, that's right. Anyway, she's in there and she's ordered all the fish and chips for all the, you know, all the kids. And then, of course, they head to the drink fridge in a tradition as old as time.
Yeah.
They all choose drinks, and then, of course, Grandma pays. She's happy with that. The kids, they all sit down on, like, a one long bench, and they're all sitting there in a row, and one kid has, like, a juice, maybe an orange juice or something like that.
Yeah, nice.
And she gives it a really good shake. Looks like the older sibling, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
More mature, gone for an orange juice. Gives a really good shake to get all the pulp mixed up.
Mm-hmm.
Opens it, cracks it open, and then has a drink, right?
Mm-hmm.
The younger sibling has been watching this unfold.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, has chosen a soft drink, though. Decides to give it the same vigorous shake.
Oh, my God.
And then opens it just as Nan turns around. And the soft drink spills out everywhere, of course.
You've just heavily
shaken a soft drink can. It goes everywhere. Nan's trying to grab the napkins out of those little silver holder things that never dispense them as quickly as you need them.
Yeah.
And trying to, like, mop it up and equal parts just telling off the kid but also just trying to solve the situation. And it just got me thinking, I want your stories of when you've tried to copy a sibling and it's gone wrong.
Right.
Now, especially, it's usually an older sibling that you're trying to copy and then things go wrong. Now, this could be your kids where you've seen this unfold, or maybe it was when you were a kid and you tried to copy something and it went wrong.
Oh, well, famously, I'm the younger sibling in my family, right? My older brother, 4 years older than me, sports nut, right? So we had a basketball ring. Back in the day, like on the driveway and whatever. And Samuel would be like dribbling and like trying to like dunk it and stuff like that. He could. I tried to copy him. I fell flat on my face and had a massive gash up the side of my cheek. So, not a good thing to copy.
The things you always remember. One of my mates, his younger sister was a big copier. It used to really annoy him.
Mm-hmm.
He decided one day to climb the house while his mum was not really watching. It was sort of this...
Up off a fence, up on a gutter kind of situation.
Straight to the roof. And he went up pretty quick. I'm just watching from the sideline. I didn't really... This climbing gaff didn't seem like fun to me. His younger sister got up onto the fence bit, went to make the, I guess, move across the house, fell straight down. Tears. He was in trouble. Somehow it was his fault, of course. Tried to copy the sibling and it all went wrong. So this is the type of story that we're after here. When did you try and copy the sibling and it went wrong? As I said, maybe your kids or maybe it was when you were a kid. 4967 4105. To Rutherford first. Trish, what's your story?
My kids are all in their 30s now, but when they were under 10 years ago, we'll give them a couple of ferrets and they're out in the backyard.
Yeah.
Well, my oldest daughter decided to stick her hand in the ferret cage first. Not a problem. She got it back out.
Yeah.
But the other daughter decided to stick her hand in the ferret cage. Well, it latched onto her. She's screaming and carrying on. I goes outside to try and get this ferret off her, and then I caught the ferret on my hand.
So
I copped it. It wasn't very pleasant, I can tell you.
And is it still connected to your hand to this day?
Oh, no, the next door neighbour had to come over and get it off my hand because I had no way of getting it off.
I'm glad your hand is ferret-free, is all
famously.
I can say.
All right, let's get on to our next caller here in Mainland. Good morning, Elise. What's your story?
Good morning. So this is my older sister, so it's a little bit of the reverse. It's the older sister copying the younger siblings.
Accepted.
We used to have this athletic trampoline indoors, and we would run up, jump on the trampoline, try and hit the roof and land directly in front of it because there was only about a half metre to the wall. So my sister, being very unathletic, decides that she's going to have a go. She runs, she forgets that you have to land straight in front and landed flat into the brick wall. But instead of actually just falling, she did that hole where you sort of slide down the wall like you would see on the cartoon.
Oh my God. Any injuries or all's well that ends well?
She managed to keep her face off the wall, so you've got to count that as a win.
You certainly do. But I just love the image of a cartoon situation.
Yeah, well, for trading in that pain, take your sister to the night, so you can have a couple of tickets on us, Elise.
Oh, that is amazing. Thank you so much.
Finally, you can be repaid.
100% locally made, live across Newcastle. This is 105.3 New FM and the Novos.
We just gave away a couple of tickets to the Knights.
Sure did.
To Elise in Maitland. A reminder, that game is tonight.
Yeah.
I think it's 10 to 8 it kicks off McDonald Jones Stadium. So
nice. If
you're working late or out and about on Turton Road, Griffiths Road, other surrounding roads in Broadmeadow, just a reminder that it might be a little bit slow, allow extra time, traffic could be bad.
Or go and watch a game.
Even better.
That's what you should do. Yeah, exactly. If you're already in the area, I mean, find a park, good luck with that. But go watch the
circus
game.
Is there as well at the moment. Oh. It's going to be carnage finding parking, I think.
That is a lot. There's always stuff going on in Newcastle. I love it.
But yeah, just allow extra time. That's all I'd say.
Good message. Good PSA. Hey, if you have a family of little ones, I'm going to say, then this story is for you. So at the moment, up on the market for sale is a home. But it's not what you think. It's illustrated and it's from a cartoon. Of course, I'm talking about Bluey's house.
What?
Ah, there's a theme song. I love it. So this is fantastic. Apparently, gone up for sale on the Domain website. It's been listed. The Healer House from the iconic kids show Bluey is up for sale. So according to the canine real estate agent in charge of the sale, his name's Bucky Dunstan. The home is a
fake gnome.
Yeah, it is. It's being termed as a quintessential Queenslander home, radiating heritage charm, complete with upwards of 100 hidden small long dogs to be found.
Okay, this is the number one question. I instantly think.
Yeah.
Yep.
Is this a real house or an animated house that you're buying? Because Bluey is an animated show, right?
It is.
So surely you can't sell a house from an animated show. That's not real. It's like selling the Simpsons house. You can't do it.
Well, I've done a little investigation. I've clicked on the link. I've had a look. It is definitely a proper listing up on the Domain website.
Like a real
website.
House.
It's not an actual house. It is the cartoon house from the show, but there's no price on it or anything like that. So
you can't buy it.
Yeah. I did even further deep dive, and apparently this Healer family home, the listing is part of just a promotion for the newest episodes that are going to be released on the weekend.
Okay. For a moment I thought, maybe it's like an NFT when you buy a digital artwork or something, and you could own the Bluey house and then...
Oh,
yeah.
Rent it back to the Bluey company or something.
Sure. Oh, you know what? That's a great way to make money. But so there you go. It's up if you want to have a look. It's a beautiful, colourful home. Four bathrooms, though. That's a lot.
That is. But pretty smart teaching kids about real estate early, because if they want to get into the rental market or buying, they better start now, is all I can say.
There you go.
Prices are ridiculous.
New FM.
The Novos.
NASCAR driver and a great name as well, Joey Gass.
Of course.
Is your name your job?
A separate thing. He was out doing a race and he got hit on the back bumper, right? Little crashes and stuff happen in NASCAR.
Yeah.
Anyway, it ruined his, like, for whatever reason, he had to pull his car to the side, couldn't use it anymore. Car retired.
Oh, no.
Fit of fury. The next time the car came around the track that hit him, he ripped off the back bumper. It was just hanging by a few little bits of plastic.
Yeah.
And threw it at the car.
Oh, my God. Did it go through the windscreen or something?
It luckily didn't.
It's so dangerous, isn't
very,
it?
Very, very dangerous.
It killed him.
Obviously, absolutely furious in the moment. He's been fined $5,000. Slap on the wrist, I guess. But, you know, you've been a very naughty boy and all that.
Don't do that again.
Yeah.
But also, we got heaps of clicks from it. Thanks.
Yeah. NASCAR in the news, even in, you know, Newcastle, Australia.
Yeah.
But he's turned this, I guess... bad thing, $5,000 fine, etc., into an opportunity, because he's now got himself a sponsorship from a bumper bar company.
You're joking.
Because they've seen this and gone, hang on, we're like, it's called like Bumper Bars Online. Well, we're a bumper bar company. When is a better news/collaboration opportunity ever going to come up again?
Yeah.
With a bloke called Joey Gass. Let's get it. And they've signed him. He's done a big sponsorship deal with
awesome.
Them.
Awesome.
He's been fined $5,000.
Yeah.
But he's come out in the green.
Oh, well in the green. Because, you know, a major sponsorship deal for NASCAR, that is huge. So he's turned this, I guess, unfortunate incident into an opportunity.
Wow.
What is the moral lesson for kids here? Like, it's left me conflicted, hasn't it?
The moral lesson's pretty simple. If you're upset at someone, throw something at them.
Do not do that.
Kids, that is the main
Do not
message.
Condone it.
All right? I encourage it. It'll make you rich.
Register your details now at newfm.com.au for the chance to lead the mighty Newcastle Knights onto the field at McDonald Jones Stadium. Be our New FM Knights Kids.
Every time the Knights play at home, we have the pleasure of awarding a very special young Novocastrian the chance to run the game ball out on gang day. We are, of course, talking about the Knights Kid.
Yeah, if you want to be a New FM Knights Kid, you got to head to newfm.com.au, little win tab there, click that, pretty easy. Log in your details, bits and bobs, and you could not only be running the ball out, get your little merch pack, an experience of a lifetime.
Ari, have you ever seen the New FM Knights kid running the game ball out?
I have, and it's very, very sweet. It's a great opportunity for the young ones and young fans to get involved in the game.
28 minutes before kickoff normally happens.
There you go. Stephen has the details down to a fine art. Right. Well, should we give this lucky person a call now?
Yeah, let's call him up.
Can you hear us?
We can. Hey, have we got Kate from New Lambton?
Yes, you do.
Lovely. We're calling you up just to let you know that you have been successful in your application for the Knights kid for this week's game.
Ooh. Oh, my goodness. What do you think, Fleur?
I'm really happy and excited.
Oh, my God. Yay. So Fleur's there. Fleur's the child you've entered into this. Is this correct, Kate?
Yes, it's true. Yes, Fleur's just turned 9 and she's been wanting to do this forever.
Oh, this is so exciting.
Well, happy birthday. I've always said the 9th birthday is the most important in a young lady's life.
It is.
So, you know, hopefully you enjoyed your birthday. And as a belated present from us, you will be running the ball out for the Knights on Thursday night. Congratulations.
That's awesome. Thank you.
Oh, you're very welcome.
I'm so excited to see Fleur run out with the guys.
Is there a player in particular you're very excited to see? Who's your favourite player?
All of them, because if I did have a favourite player, then I would hurt the other player's feelings.
You know what? That is so fair, Fleur. Well, good on you for having that frame of mind. That's beautiful.
A very diplomatic answer. A future new Atali Nelms in the making there,
yeah,
I think.
Yeah, that's it. And you know what? The spectacle in front of the crowd will prepare you for ribbon cuttings of the future.
Well, congratulations, guys. And if you want to be the next New FM Knights kid, so simple. Head to newfm.com.au, register there.
New FM.
De Novo's. De Novo's.
Lambton Park Hotel. If you do, though, beware.
Hang on. Pause whatever you're saying.
The craziness is back.
What was that? Do that noise again.
That'll be the last time we hear that, I think.
I have more questions than answers.
Continue.
If you are going to Lambton Park Hotel, just beware. I've got a bit of a conspiracy about that venue.
What?
Do you now?
What is it?
Now, they've been looking after us this season. By us, I mean the mighty Cardiff Hawks.
Oh, yeah.
So after the rain of last Friday, all footy was cancelled on Saturday.
Sure.
Yeah.
So as a team bonding exercise, we decided the best thing to do with our time is go to the pub.
Yeah.
So we went to the Lambton Park Hotel. And like I said, they've been looking after us. So they've got a little room off to the side, to the right of the bar. It's like a sunroom, essentially. So it's all kind of like glass. And
oh, how lovely.
Yeah, lovely. So they can open it up when the weather's nice in summer.
Yeah.
But they can also close it up and it's kind of protected in winter from the elements.
Great.
So they put us out there. We had it basically to ourselves. They put the AFL on the screens, which is rare. Normally it's always league pubs here.
Yeah.
Like other footy boys here, we'll look after them. But while it was a nice summer day, they had everything closed up. All the windows closed up. All the like doors closed up in that sunroom.
Okay.
Are they ready for an apocalypse or something?
Well, it turned it into kind of like a greenhouse effect. So we were sitting there kind of sweating a little bit in the heat. I think because of the sweat factor, they got at least an extra 2 pints out of me. Maybe 3.
Oh, okay.
Oh, my God. There's only one answer to that. So there's something going on.
They've gone, there's a bunch
smart.
Of, and we had it to ourselves.
And
they've gone, there's a bunch of footy boys out there. Footy. Thirsty and with their cards. Let's get as much pints out of them as possible. And God, they were successful.
Because as well, footy's been cancelled. Did they would have known that
yeah,
somehow.
Yeah, yeah. And we called them up. Oh, look, cancelled. We're going to come over. They're like, yep, no worries. We'll look after you.
A bunch of lads with their permission slip signs from their partners.
Yep.
So they don't have to be home for ages. Turn up the heat. Is a heater in there? Yeah, grab a couple of those little space heaters and put them in there.
Like I said, I reckon they got at least an extra 2 pints out of me from this heat factor.
That's
next
fantastic.
Thing you know, they'll be putting extra salt on the food as well to make you thirsty.
Oh, yeah, beware. It's like,
New FM.
De Novo's. De Novo's.
That's us pretty much done and dusted for today. New FM, of course, the home of only local winners.
Every day.
That's right. We gave away Knights tickets today. We gave away tickets to the Walls End Progressive Dinner. And don't forget, Trivia Temptation is back. You can get tempted by money.
And the stakes have been doubled. $100 per question. That is so good.
Fill your wallet.
Yeah, to the brim.
Fill two wallets.
Why not? Yeah, as many as you can get. But, of course, you get any wrong, you lose the lot.
Enjoy the Knights game, everyone, tonight.
Yes, of course.
Show the boys.
Yeah, it should be better weather than last time game on Friday.
Fingers crossed.
Go
the Knights. Yeah, hopefully they get a win. Mm-hmm. And we'll be talking about their resounding victory tomorrow.
That's the plan.
Absolutely.
Fingers crossed. We'll catch you then.
Bye.
Have a good one.
That was the Novos. You want more, right? Sure. Just head to Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or newfm.com.au and you can relive all the fun again and again and again.